It's when you look upon Jesus that metamorphosis begins to take place. So things that you didn't have before, all of a sudden they'll begin to come out of your spirit. You won't know before that you have something called long-suffering. That is of the spirit, not just the discipline of the flesh. But there is a long-suffering dimension which is a fruit of the spirit. As you look at Jesus after a while, that long-suffering dimension is activated. And then no matter what the devil does, you are not moved. You are not just trying to live above sin. You now hate iniquity. You know, when he spoke about Jesus, he said, because thou lovest righteousness and hated iniquity. So when Jesus is walking in the corridor of sin, he's not trying to avoid it. He hates it. That one is a dimension in his spirit. So when a man is metamorphosed, what happens is that elements and dimensions of Christ begins to be activated in him. But the only way metamorphosis can take place is when he begins to constantly behold him. And so we said, in order to bring ourselves to that point where we behold him, we need to find out what or who he is. Well, if you say what, you are still right. Because he's more than a who. You know, when the psalmist went to heaven, he said, what is man that you are mindful of him? He is more than a who. So the only way we can gaze at him is to find out what he says he is. So by the time we are studying what and who he says he is, we will have access to glean certain dimensions of his reality. And I said, when they asked him, he said, I am. They looked at him and said, you are proud. Why are you talking like this? Who do you think you are? He said, Abraham, your father saw my day and he rejoiced in him. He said, you are not yet 50 years old. You say, Abraham saw your day. He said, before Abraham was, I am. The Jews understand that he wasn't saying I was. If they said I was, they would have said you are mad. Because we know you are younger than you are claiming. But when you say I am, that means you are saying you are God. Because the first time God left his name as a memorial for every generation, he said, tell them I am that I am. So what he said was that I am Abba. And so the only way you can look at Jesus and understand his full dimension is to find out everything that he said around I am. And so we started a series on the I am to understand all of the dimensions that are captured in the I am. And the first one we considered is that he said, I am the life. And so we said, in I am the life, it's beyond you just looking at something. It's a dimension that is planted into your spirit. You know, in 1 John chapter 5 from verse 11, he said, little children, I write unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. You that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And I said, when a man hears Christ and receives him, there is something, an internal operation that is planted in the spirit. So much so that even if he doesn't have anybody to teach him again, to a very large extent, he will become like Christ if he follows the movements of life. Because that life is intrinsic, it's on his inside. Sometimes he will wake up in the morning and that life will tell him to fast. No other person will hear it, but the life is weaved into him so much so that every motion of that life, he will pick it, he can't deny it. Sometimes he will wake up, that life is so precise that the life can tell you, read the book of 1 Samuel. And if you don't read that book, you will lose your peace. You will have fun every day, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. When you are going to sleep, you now remember with fear, I have not read the book. Nobody is supervising you. The life is training you from the inside. When those dimensions begin to happen, you are not seeing it with your naked eye, but it's a portrait of Christ that is being revealed to you. He's showing you the will of God. He's showing you the promptings of God's spirit. And he's also empowering you to fulfill it. When you understand that that is not just a motion, when you understand that that is not just a feeling, but it's a portrait of Christ revealing itself to you, you will begin to obey it. And as you obey it, after a while, it will become so strong on your inside. A day will come when you will want to board the plane and that life will say no. You will go back to the ticketing center and say, I need my money back. They will say, there's no refund. You will leave that money. And sometimes when this life wants to train you well, you will leave that money, you will think the plane will crash. The plane will not crash. You will now start wondering, why did I not leave the money? It's trying to make you know that I'm strong. I'm powerful. The plane will not crash. But the next time that life will speak to you, a breakthrough will open up. Because you may be sleeping. It will say, stand up now and apply for that job. Meanwhile, you checked, you discover you were not qualified. But the life has, the signal came from heaven. You will apply for that job and you will get a contract that you are not qualified for. And then people begin to wonder, how did it happen? It was a journey that looked fruitless, but it was training you onto mastery. Now that you have mastered it, you have become invisible. That's why Jesus said, as the wind bloweth, thou listest not from whence it cometh or where it goeth. So are they that are born by the Spirit of the living God. Because what that life wants to do is to teach you how to master the ways of the Spirit. When you begin to grow in that life, a day will come when you discover that you are becoming more and more like Jesus. Because that life is not only about breakthrough. Sometimes somebody offends you, you now want to show the person that you are strong. You will call everybody that know him and say, disconnect from this person. Because you made him. When you want to sleep, the life will now take sleep from your eyes. You will roll on the bed at 3 a.m. When you can't sleep again, you will go back and call everybody you called and say, I'm sorry, I'm a liar. That person didn't do anything. That's when you will now find peace. You will now discover that there is another law in your spirit. And so in Romans chapter 8 verse 2, it said, the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus have set me free. The word is called Eleutero, from the law of sin and death. That Eleutero is what the scripture built onto Romans 8:19, when it said the earnest expectation of creature awaited the manifestation of the sons of God. It's not those who are born again. Is for those who have obeyed the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. A day will come when they will grow in stature until they will become like Jesus. When those kind of people enter a territory, because of the power that they command, they can engender deliverance unto Jacob, because they are no longer ordinary men. They are trafficking by a discerning system that is weaved into their inside. Such a man can wake up in the morning and then he just leaves his house for 3 days. And then you are wondering, why did he leave? Even him doesn't know, but he knows he has to leave home. And when he comes back after 3 days, they will say, assassins came here. Oh, so that's why I left. You are functioning by another frequency. It's the life dimension of Christ. So you don't see it, but you know it. It flows on your inside like a river. I say many Christians are not strong because they have negated that life. They go to church, they are part of every department, they labor so much, hands have been laid on them, they have received impartation, but they have negated the frequency of life. And because they don't know life, they can't prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website orocomichael.com to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.